AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's been getting a first-hand look at the wildfire damage in Pacific Palisades. California Governor Gavin Newsom greeted him on the tarmac when he arrived in Los Angeles.
Tremendous numbers of lives have been affected. A lot of real estate's been affected. Nobody's ever probably seen anything like this. You can almost say since the Second World War, when you think of it. I mean, nothing like this has happened. And we're going to get it fixed, so we'll get it permanently fixed, so it can't happen again. And again, we'll be talking a little bit later, and we'll get it worked out, okay?
I appreciate it, Mr. President.
Thank you, Governor.
Thank you.
Trump also made a stop in western North Carolina to check up on Hurricane Helene recovery efforts. There, he said he's considering getting rid of the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
FEMA has been a very big disappointment. They cost a tremendous amount of money. It's very bureaucratic, and it's very slow. Other than that, we're very happy with them, okay? And I think when there's a problem with the state, I think that problem should be taken care of by the state. That's what we have states for.
President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance addressed the March for Life in Washington. Haya Pinjwani has a report.
Thousands of anti-abortion activists are trying to build momentum after a string of victories, and they're continuing to maintain pressure on legislators. President Trump's video address made promises for his second term.
We will protect the historic gains we have made and stop the radical Democrat push for a federal right to unlimited abortion on demand.
And Vice President Vance said the government has failed to support families.
We failed a generation not only by permitting a culture of abortion on demand, but also by neglecting to help young parents achieve the ingredients they need to live a happy and meaningful life.
Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Stocks closed lower on the day, but still finished the week with gains. This is AP News. In Colombia, a crackdown on a deadly turf war.
Colombian President Gustavo Petro has issued a 90-day decree that gives him emergency powers in an attempt to restore order to the country's coca-growing region along the border with Venezuela. In the past week, the Catatumbo region has seen at least 80 people killed as fighting intensifies between the National Liberation Army and holdouts from the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. The UN's Carlos Ruiz Macillo said the latest violence is not only devastating to the victims, but to the very environment.
I condemn these killings, which are an attack against peace itself. And I call again for armed groups to cease all actions that place at risk the civilian population.
President Petro's conservative opponents are criticizing his issuing the decree, accusing the former guerrilla of riding roughshod over the Constitution. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
There's still time to save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Create stunning patios and strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast with our easy-to-use design and buy program in-store or on Menards.com. Don't miss out. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save.